It's time to get empowered and realize your true beauty with tips, breakthroughs, and secrets of the industry. And now, here's your host, your personal beauty guru, David Pollack, and health expert, Lisa Davis.
I'm going to jump right in because today I'm excited about a particular book title. But today's guest is a creative consultant, a content maker. She's the editor of FashionMeGreen.com, best-selling author of Wear No Evil. And I like that title because Wear No Evil doesn't just apply to clothes, but I like to consider it also with makeup, skincare, and all kinds of things. And so I just think it goes into so many areas. But she's worked with a wide range of brands, from Glamour, Kate Spade, Eileen Fisher, and just so much more. And she helps showcase the crossroads of and aesthetics. I just think this is going to be an exciting episode you're not going to want to miss, so stay tuned. Our guest today is Greta Egan. Greta, thank you for joining Lisa and I today.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So, I love the title, Wear No Evil.
It's awesome.
Thank you.
You know, I read some of your website where you talk about changing the world, and I think with what you're doing, you really are. But let's hit a couple things. Like, what do you see some of the changes? Like, how does 3D printing get involved in all this?
Yeah. So the title of my book, Wear No Evil, How to Change the World with Your Wardrobe, really is about sustainability and the different ways that we can participate. And one of them is this amazing, you know, technological advance that we have with 3D printing moving into the fashion industry. And so it's sort of the modern way of applying haute couture for the masses because, you know, with haute couture, you basically had made to measure very precise and very customized garments. And with 3D printing, we're looking at the possibility of, you know, somewhere in the future, people having their at-home 3D printers to basically type in their measurements and print out clothing that suits their body type and the aesthetic that they're going after. It's pretty incredible.
Does that technology exist on a commercial scale at this point? Like in your industry, are you able to, do they have 3D printing for that?
You know, it's sort of like AI. Everyone's really excited about it, but it's not quite there yet. So, you know, we have like Chanel sent a 3D printed garment down the runway, and we have sort of at that higher level, we have some different designers and brands participating with it. But there is one designer, Natalia Allen, out of New York City, and her garments are basic. You know, they're actual dresses and tops that are 3D printed, which is a zero waste process, meaning there's no offcuts. You know, what you print is what you get. So you're not wasting any of the materials when you fabricate a garment, and her stuff is really wearable. And I would say we are, you know, it's crossing over to more where the masses are and able to purchase.
So you're getting there, even if it's not available to the masses, to be able to see it. Just I that just boggles my mind that it even exists. That is like the coolest thing.
Yeah, it really is.
And as I say, I mean, it's sort of like that haute couture for the masses that we haven't had in a really long time. You know, I think that's how we used to create garments and sort of cherish them and repair them. And you only had so many. And then we sort of got into this mass fast fashion production cycle, which you can change what you're wearing daily and not really think much about it. But this feels like a more considered way of creating a wardrobe that actually works for people and really fits who they are, not to mention just their body type.
Okay, I got to tell you, the first thing I'd print, I love Seinfeld, and there was an episode where he got caught changing the label on his jeans. So that would be me with my 3D printer. I would print the jeans that fit me, and I'd have it put on like a real tiny, a lot smaller waist. How's that? That's my first, so as soon as it's ready, call me.
And then you'd be your own designer, too, you know? You'd have, speaking of labels, it would be the David label.
The world would be in real trouble. Talk to us about,
you know, okay, in your,
yeah, go,
oh,
ahead. Go ahead.
I'll go ahead.
No,
I was just going to say in your book, Wear No Evil, which I is so great. It's on the label of like a shirt or something. It's so clever. I love the cover and the title. In chapter 4, Fashion Foundation, a closet full of clothes, but nothing to wear. That's exactly what you were just hitting on a moment ago that, you know, I mean, that sounds like me.
Well, we've all been there, haven't we? I think, you know,
Yep. That's
part of, as we get older, we're discovering our style. We're discovering what fits our body type, if our body's changing, what we feel good in. And And it's a really fun and creative process. And I just encourage people, you know, to indulge themselves a little bit. And the good news is as we get older, we really start to hone in on what works for us, and we can create and craft a wardrobe that actually serves us. And where when we look inside that closet, we see the options, and we know, you know, what our go-to outfits are that we feel amazing in. And that just takes time. But it's, you know, as I say, it's a fun process. And then there's that other layer of getting those brands and what you're creating in your wardrobe to be eco, so that you're not only hitting your aesthetic, but you're also hitting your ethics and the morals that you want to support with the brands that you purchase.
Well, I want to stretch it a little bit further, because you say wear no evil, and Lisa and I often talk about toxic chemicals in your products. So to me, it's not just wearing clothes, but wearing different skincare makeup items. So, you know, talk to us about what you see in non-toxic beauty.
Yeah. And so the last chapter of my book is on non-toxic beauty, which I think is a huge part of the overall non-toxic fashion beauty world that we're living in, or that you can engage in. And that became really important to me. It was very organic how it unfolded. I was very conscious about what I was eating. And I basically thought, okay, well, if I care about what I'm putting in my body, I think I should care about what I'm putting on my body. And as you all know, especially because the skin is the largest organ, and when you put something on it, you know, it goes directly into your skin. It's absorbed. And so it's not being filtered by any of your organs. So it's literally been circulated in your bloodstream. And when I read that, I was horrified. So I really made the switch to be more conscious about my products, from hair care to makeup, skincare, all of it.
And so do you find yourself reading more labels?
Always. Yeah. And in the book, I did do like the top 10 to avoid, the sort of no-go list. So I'm familiar with, you know, those different, and we've all heard different things now, like with the sulfates or the parabens. And certainly, like, we don't want lead in our lipstick. And some of those have become more commonplace for the consumer, you know, that their awareness is heightened, so we can navigate that. But I do in the book give you know, the top 10 to avoid, so that I just tell my readers, you know, take a screen grab of this. You'll have it in your phone. When you're out shopping, you can use other apps like Think Dirty, or you can always reference on the Skin Deep website to see what products they're rating as pure. And it's sort of a good way to check things and make sure that you're getting the best product.
Well, you know, I saw on your website that there's a bunch of different cool companies that you've collaborated with. And one of them was Juice Beauty. And I have to say, I absolutely love, they have a tinted sunscreen, and it comes in three different shades. And I love it. Like, I don't even wear face makeup. And I love this because it gives me just a little bit of coverage and this nice color, but very light, and because gives you the sunscreen. It's fabulous.
I'm with you. I'm obsessed with Juice Beauty. But do you use the green apple peel at all?
No, but I need to get that. I keep looking
okay.
at it, I should get that.
That will change your life. Yeah. I mean, for
really?
Anyone who wants to Woo-hoo. Even out their skin, you know, if you have hyperpigmentation, or you really want to even out your skin tone and give yourself a nice glow, I always use that, especially before I have an event. It's amazing.
That's my number
one beauty product.
Oh, that's great. And David and I always talk about not using hydroquinone, and there is no hydroquinone in that, because a lot of people use that, right, David, to like even out skin and lighten freckles and things like that. And I finally said it right. It only took like 4 years.
Yeah, I was going to say, it only took a few years. And it's an ingredient to avoid. And so you're right. Doctors used it. It was the benchmark. But, you know, as you just mentioned there, I think it goes back to wear no evil. There are alternatives where you don't have to wear anything evil, whether it's clothes or skincare products, but you can find things that are safe and still effective and natural. So we're going to run out of time. I got to tell you, Greta, we want to thank you for being with us, because it's been a lot of fun. And I think your book is going to be absolutely awesome for our listeners to check out. So I invite you to go to the website, fashionmegreen.com. It's a book you definitely want to get, Wear No Evil. I'm David Pollack, your personal beauty guru, with my co-host Lisa Davis, your health guru. And we want to thank you for joining us today. And if you have a question about beauty, visit justaskdavid.com. And if you haven't subscribed yet, go to justaskdavid.com/iTunes and subscribe today.
The preceding show was produced by the Gab Radio Network. For more information about the services we provide, visit GabRadioNetwork.com.